All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 6, 2022. We'll begin our meeting today with invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you feel led to rise.
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to stand and represent the citizens of Jefferson County. We pray for our employees, all elected officials, all those that are suffering today. We pray for those that are protecting our democracy. We pray for all those that are in law enforcement and all those that are serving the people public. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Say the pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda today under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for an IFB for a term contract for dust suppressant for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve execute receiving file contract amendment number one for request for statements of qualification for professional engineering services for Mayhall Bio Drainage Study. Funded by the Community Development Block Grant DR program with LJA Engineering for an increase of 90 days for time of performance, extending the projected completion due date to October 29, 2022. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. Item C is consider and approve execute receiving file a professional agreement with Honesty Environmental Services, Inc. for an asbestos lead inspection and preparation of tech specifications for a lump sum of $2,990 at the Jerry Ware General Aviation Terminal pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code. The County Purchasing Act and two Code of Federal Regulations, Section 200.318 through 326, and that project's 100% funded by the FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant Number 37. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the replacement of a skid steer loader. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 2 for the purchase of a radio. Item C is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for additional costs for repairs. Item D is consider and approve a budget transfer for the District Clerk for purchase and installation of aluminum counter doors in the amount of $6,850. Item E is consider and approve a budget transfer for agriculture for the replacement of a laptop in the amount of $800. Item F is consider and approve a budget transfer for the service center for additional costs for extra help in the amount of $3,000. Item G is consider and approve a budget transfer for veteran services for additional costs for supplies in the amount of $400. Item H is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 8 for $3,000 for uniforms. Item I is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $1,249.64 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for September insurance reimbursement. Item J is to consider and approve a Fourth Amendment to the management agreement between Jefferson County and Global Spectrum LP DBA OVG 360 for the management of the Ford Park Entertainment Complex. And item K is regular county bills. Check numbers 498-438 through 498-623. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Discussion. Patrick, I thought on that item H that we'd done a budget transfer about 2 weeks ago for a uniform Constable Precinct 8.
Yes, we did. And this is additional cost.
How much was the last one?
$3,000.
So you're talking $6,000 in uniforms for three people?
Yes.
Yeah, I spoke with him, Judge, and he said about the office and where he was paying like $1,000 for uniform just for a normal sized person. They just doubled almost in cost just from that time period to now.
Wow.
It's additional cost for the same uniforms. That's what he told me.
All right, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider and possibly approve the petitions for addition of certain land submitted by Pipeline Solutions LLC, Metal Farms LTD, Fabrication International Inc., Custo Fab LLC, Coastal Ready Mix, Chaparral Industrial Services, and Timnep Towing DBA TNT Record Service to be included in Jefferson County Assistance District 4, pursuant to Chapter 387 of the Local Government Code. Item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute the Texas Historical Commission Antiquities Permit Application for historic buildings and structures for installation of a television in the 58th Judicial District Courtroom. Item C is to receive and possibly accept a donation of $3,000 from BASF Total Energy Petrochemicals LLC for Veterans Memorial Park pursuant to Chapter 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on those items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Officer. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
No discussion, but I want to thank Kathleen and Natalie. We worked together to try to make sure we brought in this Garth Road group, all these businesses. Patrick, we'll be getting with you because they have committed to everything we put forward with them. And like I said, I want to thank you, Kathleen, because I know you had quite a number of cases you had to work. But we kept those guys informed, so I really appreciate your work on that.
All right. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have three items. Consider and possibly approve the final plat of Pine Island Estates, Phase 3A, Lots 1 through 18, Block 6. Lot 1, Block 7, Lot 1 through 2 and Block 8, Lot 1 through 5 and Block 9, Lots 1 through 4 and Block 10, 30 lots total being a 36.883-acre subdivision. Out of the James Garris Senior League, A24HT and BRR Survey, Section 5A-140, Jefferson County, Texas, located off Ponderosa Trail in Precinct 1. And Pine Island Estates Phase 3A is located in the City of Beaumont's extraterritorial jurisdiction and has met the City of Beaumont as well as the county's platting requirements. Item B is consider and possibly approve the plat of Houghton Estates, plat and tract 1, 2.895 acres, and tract A, 2.866 acres, part of the Giles Dugat survey out of Thames Lane, a 60-foot private road in Precinct Number 2. It's not in any ETJ. It's met all of Jefferson County's platting requirements. Item C is consider, approve, ratify, receive, and file the final settlement and release of all claims form for ExxonMobil and WHC material for the cost expenses for the ExxonMobil B2-3 construction project pursuant to our road use agreement for roads located in Precincts 1 and 4. Do I have a motion on those items under engineering?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That completes our regular agenda. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Sir, I would like
to get an update
on our election equipment, if I may.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The ES&S equipment has been delivered, and ES&S sent 5 engineers to help unpack it and to set it all up and make sure it was all working appropriately. About 2 weeks ago, we had an employee, a computer programmer from ES&S, meet with Chip Cribbs, our programmer, and go over all of the technical part of building a ballot. So that is in the process of being done. And they will be back this week to work with Chip some more to go over the hash validation, which we need to do as part of the Secretary of State's approval process for approving new equipment. We've been very pleased at ESNS's being on call for us constantly and giving us training materials, and they were here for a week, in addition to what I just said, training our staff on the equipment. We have it set up in our office in the back room if anybody would like to come and look at it, and welcome you all or your staff people to come by and take a look at it. It's set up with kind of a sample election, a made-up election, so if you all would like to come and see how it works. I've had a number of people call us. The Democrat Party is going to be sending some people. The Kenneth, who was a member of the organization, they're partially sighted people, are coming, in October. They're bringing their group. They're going to have lunch here at the cafe downstairs and then come and try out the equipment. We're looking forward to that. Then I wanted to just tell you, too, that you all approved contracts for three entities that have withdrawn from the election because they had uncontested elections. That's Port Neches ISD, City of Port Neches, and Hampshire Finette ISD are no longer a part of our election. That leaves us with the City of Groves, the City of Bevel Oaks, and the Beaumont Municipal Management District, number one. We're shooting for October 4th to mail out our mail ballots, and if everything, we're still waiting on one of these entities to give us their sample ballot, that their list of candidates, and then we still have some hoops to jump through with our new equipment to get that out, but we're shooting for October the 4th. We have set poll worker training, and that will be here in the jury and paneling room on Wednesday, October 5th, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thursday, October 6th, 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. And Thursday, October the 13th, 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. These are part of this training will include equipment. Equipment will be set up in the back of the jury and paneling room for the poll workers and the judges to go through and just practice voting and practice being a voter and see how that process will work. And I think that is the major things that we've got going, plus a lot of other positive things that are happening with us in the elections department.
So, would you send those dates and those trainings to us by email?
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Listen, as far as transporting the equipment to the voting precinct, it's pretty much going to be the same for our precinct?
Yes, we're not quite sure. We think it will be the same. The equipment and the express votes are going to be stored on quad carts. Those are a cart that has four express votes on it, and they will stay there permanently. And the footprint of that quad cart is a little bit larger than our current equipment. So we don't know if we're going to ask for two trips instead of one. We used to get most everything in one or two trips. We may need an extra trip. We're trying to work out that right now. We don't have the quad carts in yet. They should be here in a few weeks, and then we can measure them and know for sure. So the good thing about it, too, is we won't have to pick up these express votes between the end of early voting and election day because we can reuse them because they don't hold any votes on them. They're just a marking device. So that is great news. So
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leister. And just a reminder that this coming Saturday, the 10th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Gift of Life will be having their men's health care screening program at the Industrial Safety Training Council there on Highway 69, just north of Nederland. And so want to urge everybody, particularly the uninsured, get out there and take advantage of this program for a lot of different tests, including the prostate-specific antigen blood testing and cholesterol panels, HIV testing. There's going to be a lot of testing, so please take advantage of that opportunity. Anything else? If not, thank you all so much for being here. We are adjourned.